This week, Brother Chris told us to think of our favorite verse and tell why it became, why we appreciate it. And one of my favorites is Romans 8:28. Says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who are called according to His purpose." And I think that's really nice whenever we're going through something, we can have faith that there's something good that's going to come out of it.
I got 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. "But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." And I've often thought of that verse because there's a lot of things I don't understand, but that lays out some pretty basic things that I can do.
I like this verse, James 1, verse 12. "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him." And that's just a real blessing whenever tempted to just remember this promise that if you endure, you'll receive life. And
this morning I thought it was pretty neat. We were reading in First Kingdoms, and we were right in a section where it was talking about like Saul fighting wars, and it was neat. Right in the middle of that, close to the end of the chapter, 1 Kingdoms 12, 24, "Only fear the Lord and serve Him in truth with all your heart, for you know what great things He has done for you." And my dad right away said, "That's a verse worthy of memorizing," because it was real neat. It stood out to me because it's like a gem right in the middle of a unlikely spot, kind of.
I got some verses here in Matthew that I like, some comforting verses. Matthew 6, verse 31 to 34. "So do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." And those are just some nice verses because we don't need to worry about the things that are going on or anything, because God has that all under control, and all He needs from us is for us to seek His righteousness and His way. And so that's just a blessing.
In Romans 8, 28, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." So that's really encouraging, because when we're going through a hard time or something, we can think of that verse and know that something good is going to come out of it.
I really like that same verse, Romans 8:28, and here. And anyway, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." Yeah, and we have that, why I got to really liking that verse is because we have it on our wall in our house, and I see it pretty often, and it's really comforting when things are seeming like they're going to go bad.
Psalms 49:2, both low and high, rich and poor, together we can all love each other no matter what.
Oh, so it's kind of think on the same lines as Arthur, Matthew 6:34. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. There are a lot of times that I sometimes worry about what I'm going to, you know, how I'm going to get, you know, a certain amount of work done the next day, or, you know, how I'm going to pay for this or pay for that. But just need to stick to what's right in front of me and take one step at a time.